The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Cuccinelli says while Virginia has made progress in finding, arresting, and increasing penalties for human traffickers, one of the system's biggest holes is providing the victims with a sanctuary, a place to get back on their feet. That's why, as he announced a $20 million endowment to train local prosecutors, he spoke candidly about allocating $6 million to create shelters and intensive counseling programs for human trafficking victims.
I think you may reasonably expect, if we could sort of jump forward and look back, you're not going to see grants going to startup outfits. You're going to see them going to entities that may be doing domestic violence and are willing to take on human trafficking victim shelters.
Cuccinelli says filling this hole is his highest priority. He says he's seen what the crime does to the victims and how traffickers, mostly gang members, are relentless in recruiting and imprisoning victims, often underage girls. The funds for both prosecutors and shelters would come from an Abbott Laboratories fraud settlement. The U.S. Treasury Department must approve all such allocations. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.